In Washington state, geologists at Mount St. Helens say the volcano is building a new lava dome in a gradual and ongoing eruption that began last week. The dome is bulging, just as the mountain did in 1980, before it surprised scientists with a massive sideways blast that killed 57 people. But a similar eruption is not expected anytime soon. NPR's Howard Berkus explains why.
Listen to some of the news reports from May 18, 1980, when Mount St. Helens blew, scorching and burying forests and lakes in the biggest landslide ever witnessed.
There are tree falls as much as 15 miles away from the top of the mountain.
Mudslides have already created a 20-foot-high wall of water on one river. Evacuations of nearby towns are continuing.
All of the roads in eastern Washington are closed. Schools are closed. Airports are closed.
Five people are now reported dead as a result of this morning's eruption. Some of these people were just killed in their tracks.
The mountain's cone-shaped summit was pulverized. It's 1,300 feet shorter now and disemboweled, with a three-sided crater scoured out and gaping to the north. Charlie Crisafulli is a U.S. Forest Service ecologist based at the volcano since 1980.
So now it's very much a different mountain. The geometry and form are different. And to a large extent, the volcano has been somewhat disarmed.
There's red-hot magma and explosive gases, but they're not pooled beneath 3 billion cubic yards of rock. That's all gone.
No way can we see that the blast of 1980 could be repeated from the current volcano.
Willie Scott is a volcano hazards geologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. Mount St. Helens is less explosive, he says, and less likely to trigger disastrous mudflows, which choked rivers downstream in 1980, sweeping away roads, bridges, and homes.
The volcano was high enough to be sheathed in small glaciers, and it was also in the spring when the snowpack is about its maximum on the upper flanks of the volcano. So there was a lot of snow and ice that could be melted swiftly. You know, those aren't really there anymore.
Geologists expect smaller mudflows instead, captured now by a specially constructed debris dam protecting towns downstream. Smaller eruptions are also expected, with rocks shooting like mortars and flows of superheated gas within a few miles of the crater. None of that should threaten people, notes geologist Dan Miller, who has monitored the volcano for 24 years.
The eruptions of 1980 destroyed such a large area around Mount St. Helens that it's mostly uninhabited. And aside from the National Monument operated by the U.S. Forest Service and their visitor centers, there really aren't very many people at risk.
Cabins, summer camps, and lodges are gone. Hunters and hikers are more tightly controlled, and there's no logging close in anymore. Back in 1980, many people snuck past barricades and demanded access. It's nothing like that now, says Cliff Lagans, manager of the Mount St. Helens National Volcanic Monument.
I think that people are smarter, because I think the public is better educated about volcanoes based on what happened in 1980 and based on what's happened in other places around the world that have went off and killed a lot of people.
There is one serious aspect of the 1980 eruption that could be repeated now. Major ashfall downwind. That can make driving hazardous, gum up car and aircraft engines, and litter homes with persistent ash. Still, there's a big caveat to all these predictions from geologist Dan Miller.
Despite the fact that the U.S. Geological Survey has been monitoring and assessing hazards at volcanoes like Mount St. Helens now for several decades, we still have a ways to go in terms of forecasting what's going to happen next. We can tell you what's happening right now and what happened yesterday, but what happens tomorrow is hard for us to forecast exactly anyway.
Mount St. Helens is rebuilding, Miller says. It is seeking the power it had in 1980. The last time the volcano did that, it took close to 200 years. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
There are photos of Mount St. Helens and a link to the volcano cam at our website, npr.org.